Where I said, I thought we had more time. Okay, so back in Rosh Hashanah, looking at Daf Dalet Amud Beis. And at the very bottom of the Omud, and we're looking at the fallout, so to speak, the fallout of the Gemara deriving the din of Baal Ta'achar. In other words, we're in the sugya of Leis Ta'achar means, as we learned last 2 weeks, that there's an Iser in postponing or delaying bringing a korban after a certain number of Yomim told them go. And the Gemara had a wide range of opinions amongst the Tanoim, how many Yavim Tovim had to pass before a person was responsible, a person became chayav for delaying too much. The position that we adopt is 3 Yavim Tovim, the first one of which is Pesach, and that's why it's an entry in our Masechta, because then Pesach becomes the Rosh Hashanah of the Yavim Tovim of the order. All right. However, there are several opinions. There are opinions that say, no, maybe only one Yom Tov. There's opinion 2 Yavim Tovim. There's opinion Sukkos, even if Sukkos was not in the order of the Yavim Tovim. So each one had a drasha. But when each one had a drasha, so there was a fallout. The fallout was that there was one pasuk that unnecessarily included Chag HaSukkos. Because we've been discussing the Parshas Re'eh, we've been discussing the Yom Tovim, we discussed Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, then we came to Sukkot, maybe I'm not sure if that was the order, but we came to Sukkot, and then the Gemara and the Chumash said, and on all the Yom Tovim, including Pesach and Shavuos, there's a din of bringing Karbonis and being in Yerushalayim. So it was unnecessary to put Sukkot, because we were just in the context of discussing Sukkot. It should be, and also Pesach and Shavuos. So the question is, so why do we have Sukkot there? So the Gemara has, so one reason was, the reason that opens this sugya up for us is that Sukkot was there because Sukkot is a major player in determining when a person is held responsible for postponing bringing the korbanos. But the other opinions who said that one Yom Tov is enough to hold us responsible, 2 Yomim Tovim. So why did they, what was the reason for having an extra Chag HaSukkos? So Gemara says that, has several suggestions, and the Gemara had made the point that all the Yomim Tovim are compared to each other and have a similarity, and then every single Yom Tov we bring a Korban to ask forgiveness or to get Kabbara for sometimes being Tamei when we come to Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gemara said that the extra Chag HaSukkos could be there in order to compare Shavuos to Sukkos. Why do we need to compare Shavuos to Sukkos? Because Shavuos is a small Yom Tov. It's only one day in Eretz Yisrael. How are you going to bring all the Korbanos that you have to bring on a Yom Tov? Pesach and Sukkos, you have 7 days to bring the Korbanos. Sukkos, you have an extra Shmini Atzeres. Shavuos, How are you going to bring all the karbonis in one day? So the Gemara says, oh, the din of teshlumin, that if a person didn't bring their karbonis in Shavuos, that everybody can bring a karbon in Shavuos. Everybody came like the regular one day. So you have 7 days in order which a person could bring their karbon. And in fact, the Rambam says, we discussed this last year when we went to Chasanas, that when a person brings a korban, that day became a yomtiv. So if I brought a korban 3 days after 3 days after Shavuos, so then that day was a yomtiv for me. Exactly how severe the yomtiv was. Some say it was a din d'oraisa, some say it was a din d'rabbanan, but it became a celebration. We learned that last year in the context of the families who dedicated wood for the fire in the Mizbeach, that became a yomtiv for them. And in fact, that is a yom tov. Right, so that could be. Then, in fact, the Gemara in Yerushalmi says that every Jew brings a korban every day because we all bring the korban atamin. It belongs to all of us. So maybe we should all have a yom tov every day. So Yerushalmi says that's why the Torah says v'yasavta deganecha misirasha misirecha, that you have to work. But that's how Tosus understood that the idea of having a yomtiv on the day when you bring a korban, that that's a mitzvah in the Torah to have a yomtiv, because the Gemara had to figure out why is it that every day is not a yomtiv for every Jew. So the Gemara had to explain to us what the Torah says, that you're supposed to be working sometimes. So that's why it couldn't be a daily din. However, the Gemara says that Shavuos has 7 days. So the Gemara now, when we're coming into the Gemara said, once you're comparing Shavuos to Sukkot, give it 8 days, one more day without saying Tachanun. Instead of 7 days, 8 days. Because the halacha is that on Sukkot, you bring your korbanos every day, and You can bring your korbanos and Shmini Atzeres. So there really are 8 days of festivities. So once we're comparing Shavuos to Sukkot, it should be 8 days. The Gemara says, and this is a line that we quote usually on sometime in Shmini Atzeres, that Shmini regel bifnei atzmoyu, that Shmini Atzeres is a separate yomtiv. It is not the ninth day. It is not the eighth day of Sukkot. It is a separate yomtiv. The Gemara says that we'll start by the small dalid, three lines up from the where the lines get wide, 7 lines from the bottom. Afkan shmini regel b'fnei atzmu emer derbinu. The Gemara says not so fast, and then we'll have to look at this Gemara very carefully now. The Gemara says again, just to once again highlight the shakal b'tari, the backwards and forwards. The Gemara says, Shavuos is compared to the Yom Tovim as 7 days of makeup time. 7 days of Yom Tov, 7 days when Jews can bring their korbanos that they should have brought in Shavuos. The Gemara says, so why not give it 8 days? Because Sukkot really has 8 days of korbanos. The Gemara says, not so fast. It's 7 days. It's 7 days plus an add-on. It's 7 days of Sukkot, and then there is Shmini Atzeres. Why is it called the eighth? It should just be called, given a separate name. But that's what the Gemara says, Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmoyu. It is a separate Yom Tov. We discuss that every Yom Tov because there is a question exactly what is the name of the Yom Tov. And that comes up in the different Sidurim, the different Machzorim have different names. What do the Yekas say? Shmini Chagot Atzeres, because it's not really the Torah refers it Chagot Atzeres, the day of holding us back. So it is not called Shmini Atzeres in Chumash. Shmini Chagot Atzeres. Others, there are Machzarim that will say Shmini Atzeres Azeh, or Shmini Atzeres Achagot Azeh. Right. In other words, to try to be sensitive to the idea that we call it Shmini Atzeres, but that's a corrupted form of what happens in Chumash. And Chumash is called Chag HaTzeres. Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres. It's not called Shmini HaTzeres. It's like Shalosh Sudas. There is no Shalosh Sudas doesn't make any sense. It's Sudas Shlishis. It's the third meal. Shalosh Sudas means three meals. See, so, but over time, Klal Yisrael called it Shalosh Sudas. Okay? Has a good ring to it. Shalosh Sudas. Another corruption which is happening in our own time is Yom Tif. That people now say, a good Yom Tif, Y-U-N-T-I-F. So where does that come from? That's, again, a corruption of a term. It's Yom Tif. So Shmini Atzeres is a corruption of what it says in Chumash. A corruption not in the negative sense, corruption in the technological sense, that it's not the original form. So there is always a discussion whenever we have to... when we have to figure out exactly how to refer to something in davening, do we use Lashon HaKra? Do we use the way it's referred to in Chumash? Or do we use Lashon HaYadam, the way people refer to it? It's my davening, so I got to know what I'm saying. So do Chazal say we use the language of the people, or we use the language of the King's English, Habdil, the Rebbeinu Shem's Torah, says Lashon Kra or Lashon B'nei Adam. So it comes up in several places in halacha. It comes up in this, the Vilna Gaon says that is the issue. That those who say Shmini Atzeres is there, they're saying, we go basa lashem neyadam. It's your davening. You got to know what you're saying. And those who say Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres, they say we have to go basa lashem kara. The other place that comes up is in the bracha we make for taking challah. Challah is not called challah in Chumash. It's called truma. So the Shulchan Aruch says there were two opinions. Lafish chala min isa, lafish truma min isa. The Vilna Gaon said the same issue. Nobody ever calls it truma. Nobody has, you don't have women's truma parties. You don't have truma. You have, it doesn't say on the matzah boxes, truma genomen. It says chala genomen. So we call it chala. But it's not called chala in Chumash. It's called truma. So that's the debate. Whether you say lahafish chalam and isa, that way I know what I'm saying and what I'm talking about, or you say lahafish truma and isa, because we use the lashon hakara. So that's one of the issues that comes up every year when we think about Shmini Atzeres being a yom tif bifnei atzma. So this Gemara said that Shmini Atzeres is not the eighth day of Korbanos of Sukkos. So there is no concept of 8 days of tashlumen. The Gemara says, when do we say that Shmini Regmur pushes back and says, no, there are eight days of Sukkos. We should give 8 days of Teshulman for Shavuos. Why? Because the Gemara says this concept that what we call Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov, Regel B'fnei Atzma. The Gemara said that's only for 6 halachas. Regel B'fnei Atzma Le'inyan, 6 halachas, and it's called Pazar Keshav. Pei, Zayin, Reish, Kuv, Shin, Beis. But as far as Tashlumen goes, it should be, you can do Tashlumen for Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara pushes back and says Shavuos should have 8 days, not 7 days. So now we'll look at this, what is this Pazar Keshav, Sam? Good. Right, but that is referring to the dough from which you are separating. If I remember correctly, what you're separating, I think, is called truma. Menchala you find in Chumash the korban tamid had chalos. So chalos means the right. But I think chalos refers to the what you are separating from. What you're baking is called challah. No, so we say lahafish challah manisa, but I think chumash, the challah I think is referring to the right. So you're terima, you're separating truma, you're separating the gift. I don't think that rishis challah is a I think that's the question. Would we use the colloquial term of the?
Ready?
Yeah.
Isn't Shavuos also called Chag HaAtzeres? Could there not be some confusion then, where Atzeres is used for two different holidays?
But that's why the Rebbeinu Shem did it. I mean, And confusion in terms of our davening.
Yes, so we say Shmini Atzeres to differentiate. I don't know. I mean,
from Shavuos, it could be, but Chazal are very sensitive to getting confused. I don't know if they have to be that nervous that a guy is holding by Shavuos and he would confuse it. I think that probably they're not so nervous about that. It's too distinct enough, I think. But it's important to point out, Michael, that you're referring to the Ramban. Does say the Ramban says that what we call Shavuos is the Atzeres of Pesach. You know, Atzeres means to be held back. So we do have this structure of Yom Tov, and then being held back, like we call it Nisru Chag. So where does that concept come up? So we see it in Sukkot very clearly. At Sukkot, 8 days in 7 days in Yerushalayim. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Atzeres, not ready to go back. You need a day to pull all this together. Our Ne'ilah Sachag is a form of the Atzeres. So the Ramban says that is how Shavuos functions vis-a-vis Pesach. Pesach is 7 days of celebration. Then we have this huge Chol HaMoed called Sfira. And then we finish up with Atzeres, which is collecting all the ideas from Pesach and Sfiras Omer. So the Ramban says that the reason why they're called Atzeres is because they all create this pattern of Yom Tov, and then a day to pull all the pieces together. So what's Pazark Shav? So the pay is pious. So we're familiar with pious because we learn Yuma. And Yuma tells us that the Kayanim had a lottery every day. That which Kayanim got to do which Avodas? How would they split it up? There was more things to do than there were Kayanim. There are more Kayanim than things to do, right? Because by the time Shmuel came around, so we already had 24 families of Kayanim. And the 24 families would come up every year for a week at a time. And then every day, a different family of this group of Kohanim would come. And then they had to figure out how they're going to do the Karbonis. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that at first the Gemara just says the reason that whoever gets it. You know, they bring Karbonis and whoever, the only problem is it got dangerous because they would go up to the top of the ramp and then there could be a tug of war a little bit. They would fight to bring the carbon, so it got dangerous. So we had to say, no, from now on, we're going to do a pious a lot. And the Gemara did 4 lots a day, and each one would, and the mamuna, the person who was worked, they would all gather into a circle, and the first guy that would take off his hat and put it back on was the mamuna. He was the one that determined. So he would pick the number, they'd all put fingers forth, 1, 2 fingers. They couldn't put their thumbs up, sometimes 3, and then the mamuna would count the number that he picked, and he would just count the fingers, and the koyin, on where he stopped counting, like the original wheel. The Kayan was the Mamuna, was the wheel. So wherever he stopped, that guy won the pious. And he would be do the first Avoda. And then the person who was right, next Avoda. So they would, and that's how they would determine who does the Avoda 4 times a day. What happened on Yom Tov? And Yom Tov, the Kohanim whose family, whose mishmar was, they got to do all of the daily korbanos, and they also got to do any gifts that were promised by the people who came. However, what about the Yom Tov de korbanos? The Yom Tov de korbanos, so that any Kohen could come up to Yerushalayim from any family and say, I'm here. I can't do the Korban Tamid, but I can do the Yom Tov de Korbanos. Now, Sukkos, there are so many Korbanos in Sukkos. Right? Sukkos, you have the first day, you begin with 14 cows, bulls, right? And then you have an aisle. And then you have 7. Kvosim. And the Purim is the ones that go down, that diminish. You know, I think there's a Purim diminish every day. So you'd end up having so many karbonis. So apparently the kohen would come to Sukkot. Now, how do they need to figure out what to do in Sukkot? So the Gemara says that that is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. How does it come to our Gemara? Because our Gemara says that when it came to Shmini Atzeres, it was a new lot. They began over again. And exactly what happened is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that there were so many karbonis in Sukkot that they did not even do a pious on Sukkot. They took out the Divrei HaYomim, and there in Divrei HaYomim it states the names of every single group of Kohenim, and they would simply go in order. First Kohen would get the Purim of the first day. And then the Rambam makes a cheshbon. There were 24 Mishmaris. And the first day, there are 14. Pinchas, yeah. Yeah. Purim v'nei bokor shnayim, two bulls, ayil echad, one ram, shiva kavosim, seven sheep. All right, but that is, no, I'm reading the wrong, that's Chag HaPesach, sorry. That is too early, here we go. So let's see, Purim v'nei bokor shloisha, 13 bulls. Elim Shnoim, two rams, Kivosim and 14 Kivosim. So the Rambam makes a cheshbon that if you have 13, you have 24 families. So you have 13 bulls and you have two Elim. So you've already taken care of 15 of the families. Each family can handle one of those animals. So then you have how many? You have the Rambam works it with 16. There must be another animal because there's 16 and you have 8 left. So that's a mission. It's a mission in the Sukkah. Right. So then you have 8 families left to deal with the 14 kibbutzim, the 14 lambs. So so according to Rashi, there was no need to have a lot. You just start with the first family and you take care of almost all the families every day. And then there'll be a few leftovers the next day. You just finish with those and you keep on going. You go round and round and round. Almost every day, took care of every one of the kohenim, whoever was there. And then comes Shmini Atzeres. So Rashi says, so there'd be a few families who didn't have their third or fourth or fifth chance. He doesn't split. So then the normal thing would be, okay, Shmini Atzeres, finish off. So the Gemara, according to Rashi, the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres began all over again. It was a pious like every other Yom Tov. That's the pay, pious from the Yatsvay. And the Ramban and the Ritva, they all take issue with this Rashi. And they say that it doesn't make sense because according to Rashi, it would not be a fair division of animals because the first 16 animals get a poor. The last get the little lamb. So that's not fair just because you were first in the listed in Divrei HaYomim. So the Ramban and Ritva say there was a pious. They did have a lottery at the very, very beginning. And then they had, a lottery at the very beginning. And then, but the same thing, but by the time that, and whoever won the lottery, they got the first pour, and then the person that they had representatives of every family in a circle, 24 kohenim in a circle, and then the mamuna took a number, and then he took a lot, and then the first guy, the person who he, whatever number was, they picked the 60, 70, whatever. When he got the 70, it happened to be this Jew, this kohen, he got the first pourah, and then the first par, and then The guy next to him, his right, got the second. That's how they divided up. So at least there was a certain randomization. This comes up in the Chubas. Zulvishan points that it comes up in the Chubas. I don't fully understand how it comes up, but it comes up in the Chubas. It was a situation where a person had, where an organization had a raffle, and it was a Hanukkah raffle. And they announced Mitzoy Shabbos Hanukkah, they're going to do the raffle. And then Mitzoy Shabbos Hanukkah, maybe Friday, one of the fellows who sold some of the tickets realized that he had lost the 20 tickets. So what are you going to do? They couldn't postpone the raffle. They made a big tarama about it. They didn't have a Zoom session, but they had a mamash, they had their real room. They had a real social room, and they already paid a lot of money to rent this place to make a big party and a big fundraiser. But it's not fair. There are 20 guys who won't be in the raffle. So what's the Eitzah? Sam says to give their money back. What's that? Oh, okay. Very good. I used to take 20 blank pieces of paper and put 20 blank pieces of paper in. If you're mazeldik, you won't pick up any of those 20. So they're all represented. They're all taken care of. They're in. Their mazel is there. What happens if you pick up a blank paper? So now, do you have a runoff glory roll amongst the 20 people? Or does it unravel the entire Gairo to begin with? So that was the question that Zilberstein raised. And he said that he points out, so the Pasha should be, and this is I think what Chaim Kanievsky said in the case, that you do a runoff Gairo. You get all the 20 that you lost, and then you pick from that. And there is a Mogen Avram that says that whenever you have a gyro that goes bad, you have to start the lottery all over again. It says that that when people ran up the ramp and they pushed against each other, so we didn't have a gyro between those two. We had to put everybody back in the lot. So if the gyro doesn't work, you have to start all over again. So there's a sefer called the Yehuda Yala, one of the great Sfarni Gedolim, in the early 1900s. So he brought a raya from this Rashi against the Mogen Avraham. And that's this is where he lost the argument, because this Rashi says, when Rashi explains pious, he says, Chutz mishtayim sheshonu v'loy sholshu, that when you went through the Yom Tov of Sukkos, there'd be two families that would be left, that they would not have gotten their third chance. And the number, you know, I didn't do all the numbers, but apparently if you put all the numbers of all the karbonis together, you will get a multiple of 24 minus two, and every other family will have had a second, third, fourth, whatever chance it is. There'll be two families that didn't have a chance. So Yehuda Yala said that Shmini Atzeres has an entirely new pious. Why don't we say, take these two families and then do a pious between these? You don't know which one should start on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, so start with these two families. So he says, you see from the Rashi that since you don't start from these two families, that when the lottery doesn't work, you begin all over again. So that was, I think that was the Mogen Avraham's Raya, that a lottery that doesn't identify one specific person is not a lottery. You can't work with it. And the Yehuda Yala said, but that was Rashi Shita. The other Rishonim did a different approach. But that's, again, it's an interesting phenomena. I'm not sure how well tied down is our Gemara. So that's the pay. Pay is that Shmini Atzeres, they read the Vayinen, they did not follow the same order that had been established for the Kainim during the first 70 Sukkahs. It began a new pious, a new lottery. That's a din for the Kainim. Regel bifnei atzmai. was the Zion and New Shechionu, right? The different Yom Tov, apparently. It's not the night. We don't say Sefer Shechionu every single day of Sukkot. So it would be the ninth, it would be the eighth day of Sukkot, so we wouldn't get Shechionu, that's Zion. So Pius Zion, Regel with the Atzvei. What's the Reish? So the Reish is Regel with is Regel. But that we're going to come back to explain this a little bit better. But when you say Regel, what does Regel mean? So if you look at the Tosfos, Pazar Keshav, Perish Akuntris, Regel with the Atzvei, She'ein Shem Chag HaSukkos, Olov, that it has a different name. What's the significance of a different name? Benching. You don't say that this is the Yom Tov Sukkos. You can't say Chag HaSukkos is that. You have to say Chag HaShmini. You can say Chag HaShmini Atzeres, Shmini Chag Atzeres. You can't say Chag HaSukkos. That's a discussion amongst the poskim. Whenever the person it happens that you already have gotten so used to saying Chag HaSukkos, you're holding Shmini Atzeres and you're benching, saying Chag HaSukkos. So do you have to bench over again? Do you have to? Is it as if you didn't say Yalav Yomer? Do you have to daven over again? If you said Chag HaSukkos on Shmini Atzeres. So Machlokes is a poskim. One of the truths on this is the Chidah. One of the Chidah is the Chassam Sofer of the Sfardim. He's the Yakin status. So the Chidah thought you'd have to say it over again because he said that you didn't have that you were thinking Sukkos, you weren't thinking Shmini Atzeres. He brings a Raya. His Raya is that if it's a Yom Tov and you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, so then you have to say Davin over again. Even though the Gemara says Shabbos Nami Yom Tov Nami Ikra Shabbos, then on some level Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. You call it Shabbos Shabbosin Yom Kippur. So Shabbos. So the word Shabbos would work. He said, but that wasn't your Kavanah. Your Kavanah is Shabbos and Shabbos. Yom Tov is Yom Tov. So the same thing over here. If a person said Chag HaSukkos and Shmini Atzeres, it means his mind was that it's still Sukkos. So that's what Chida thought, that was a Raya. That you do have to, that Shem B'fnei Atzmi means even B'di Ebed. So that's the Reish. Regel B'fnei Atzmi has its own name for davening. Now, the Gemara says that Tosfos quotes that Rashi. But there are other interpretations, some that are very interesting. One interpretation of Regel B'fnei Atzmi is Lagabi Avelos. One of the strange dinim of Avelos is if a person, God forbid, loses a relative right before a Yom Tov, so the Yom Tov finishes up the Shiva and right away counts as seven. A person finishes, a person is in Shloshim before Yom Tov, finishes up the Shloshim. Now, what's the din if a person lost a relative right before Sukkot, sat Shiva for 2 days? So then Yom Tov comes, he gets 7 days. All right? And then Sukkos is 7 days. And Shmini Atzeres is Regel B'fnei Atzmai. It's another 7 days. So by the time he finishes Sukkos, he's done 21 days of his Shloshim. So the Gemara says that's what it means, not the Gemara. Some of the Gaonim say that Regel B'fnei Atzmai means that it is a for Avelos purposes. It picks up its own Yom Tov. And some say it's a regular thing that if you bring a korban and Shmini Atzeres, you have to wait overnight. We'll discuss in a moment. The mitzvah of Lina. So those are the different interpretations of the, one of the interesting ideas, I was often wondering about this, is does one have to bring a korban for Shmini Atzeres? So it seems to me the Ritva says that if a person did not bring, let's say he came up just for Shmini Atzeres, let's say he was in quarantine all of Sukkot, he finally got out of quarantine the last day of Sukkot, so he makes his way up somehow, he's within the Tchum, whatever, to Yerushalayim on Shmini Atzeres. So does he bring a Korban Re'iyah for Shmini Atzeres? The Ritva says, yeah, the Ritva says that's one of the pshatim in Regel B'fnei Atzmai. It's an interesting question, but Regel B'fnei Atzmai, is there a separate din of Mekabel P'nei Rabbi B'Regel? The mitzvah to meet one's Rebbe on Yom Tov. We know that from Novi, right? Because when the Isha Shunamis, when the child died, and she gets on her horse to go to the Navi, so her husband says, right, Lashav's already said, where are you going? Elio, Beit Elisha, where are you going? It's not Shabbos or Yom Tov. So you see from that pasuk that there's a mitzvah, Levaker Pnei Rabbi Berega. So the question is there a separate mitzvah for me and Sarah? Because the Hasidim have to go back to the Rebbe for Simchas Torah. As we know, there are many Hasidic dynasties where they gathered with the Rebbe for Simchas Torah. So they apparently paskin regel bifnei atzmai. There's a separate din. They're going back to the Rebbe. So he went to the Rebbe for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Okay? But now there's another mitzvah to go to the Rebbe on Simchas Torah. That was what the one of the Svarim points it out. Good, Sam? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. No Gezeris, meaning? Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, good.
Could the situation of a velus by Shmini Atzeres, the Shloshim, be somewhat different? Because since it's Chol HaMoed, the Shloshim itself never has a chance to fully start, so that the Shmini Atzeres sort of knocks it off. That the velus would have had to have begun in its full sense for the Yom Tov to have knocked it off.
Right. So that's the din that every state of Avelus, Shiva, Shloshim, has to be Chal. And then once it's Chal, the Yom Tov can finish it up. It can be Mevatalit. But if it wasn't Chal, the Yom Tov can't be Mevatalit. So, but between Yom Tov and Shmini Atzeres, there's no daylight. So since there's no daylight, there's no place for the Avelus to be Chal. So that's why Shmini Atzeres does not knock off the Avelus, because Shloshim has been practiced, it hasn't been Chal yet. But the Xeris, when Chazal worked out the way to count the Shloshim, so they gave Shmini Atzeres regular with the Yatzmah. They gave it a 7-day wait, so to speak. This idea about whether one's Rebbe is included, that's the Rogachover. The Rogachover says that the Reish can be for Rebbe. You have to be an Elik, the Rogachover, to be able to suggest that kind of an idea. So anyway, so now we have Pazar. Pay is pious. Divide the Karbonis on Shmini Atzeres. Zion is easy. Shechayanu, Shechayanu. Pazar, Reish, Regel, Bifnei Atzmai. So that's either the name of the Yom Tov, or it is the Din of Avelos, or it's the Din of... What else do we suggest? It's the din of Rashi says it doesn't have the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov. May have a separate chiyuv of aliyah l'regel or korban r'viyah if one was not mekayim on Sukkot. So what about base? Base is bracha. What's the special bracha that Shmini Atzeres has to the Rishonim, who disagreed with Rashi and said that the Pazar, that Reish, is not referring to the identity of the Yom Tov in benching in Tefillah? They said that's Pshat and Bracha. Pazar, I skipped. It's been Korban. Sorry, Korban is that the Korbanos of the Yom Tov are different, right? So Sukkot has this. 14, 13 is a diminishing karbonis, and Shmini Atzeres is your basic Yom Tov karbonis. Shiva Kvasim, and basically that's the kuf. Pazar Kashav, and Sheen is Shir, that the Shir Shalyam of Sukkot was a few psukim every day, but the Shir Shalyam of Shmini Atzeres was a different parak of Tehillim. And base is Bracha. So Bracha either means that it gets its own name when it comes to Yom Tov, or Rashi is a fascinating quote. That bracha, if you look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the page, bracha li atzmo v'baruchu noyus ha-melech, zecher l'chanukas ha-bayez. That in the time of Shlomo ha-melech, so the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash took place over the course of the 2 weeks of Tishrei that then ended with the Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres was the last day. So the last day, the Navi says that Shlomo HaMelech gave a bracha to all the people. And the people then gave a bracha to the king. Vayivaruchu es HaMelech. So there were brachas going both ways. So then, in fact, is probably the beginning of the Yekeshem Minog of Matnas Yad. Right? On Shmini Atzeres. So the Rav used to give out cigars. So the Rav gave him a Shabbat. He made a bracha for all the Balabatim. And then, what was that? And then they come in the afternoon. And when they came to visit, he would give each one. But and why did the Balabatim come back in the afternoon? So where did this come from? Because man malchei rabbonan, but bizman hazeh, who takes the position of royalty? The rabbonan. So the rab would give a bracha to the Balabatim in the morning. That's like Shlomo HaMelech Shmini Atzeres gave a bracha, and then the Balabatim would come back and give the rab a bracha in the afternoon. That's my yivarchu. And that was called Matnas Yad because the last pasuk, right? The last pasuk of Parsha Yisrael is Ish Kematnas Yadai. Each one gives the Rebbeinu Shem is able to give. So the Rav gives a bracha Kematnas Yadai. He gives a bracha was able to give to his Balabatim. And Ish Kematnas Yadai Kivirkas Hashem Elikecha. The Rashi says, the person shows up in your shlime and according to the bracha that he got. If he has a lot of sheep, so he brings a lot of karbonis. That's how many sheep? That's how many karbonis. So the brachas gefi matnas yadai. So apparently that's what the phrase that the yek is used. That in fact, if you look in the yekeshem achzarim, there's a mishavir, I think it's called the mishavir of matnas yadai. So that's so I would think that comes from this Rashi. The Rabbi Soloveitchik explained that is why we lain v'zois habracha. And we often point out v'zois habracha is the only parasha that doesn't have a Shabbos. So that means that when the minhag evolved to lain to have a parasha per Shabbos. The only time you don't have a parsha Shabbos is if it's Yom Tov. But not every Shabbos is a parsha, but every parsha is a Shabbos except for Mezayis HaBracha. So the strange thing, why does Mezayis HaBracha get a Shabbos? And then we'll have a party in Simchas Torah. So the Rav explained because again I'm not sure if he thought this was a din derabbanan or if this was the minhag that the since we make a zeicher that Rashi's lashon is. And I'm not sure exactly how the Rav said this. I heard it once from him, but it was more of a comment that he was referring to something. So I don't know exactly how he understood it, but over here it's Zecher Lachanukah Sabayis. We make a Zecher. We remind ourselves of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we have the Haftarah, but the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. It took place on Sukkos. The Haftarahs of Sukkos are all about famous Yom Tov Masukas. So, and one is about the Sukkos Asid Lavoi. So one of the famous Yom Tov Masukas is the Yom Tov of Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, because they were partying day in and day out all throughout Sukkos. The last day, now it's time to say goodbye. So what happens is that the king comes to the people, and the king gives a bracha. That's why we lay in Vizayis HaBracha. Because that probably was based on Moshe Rabbeinu giving a bracha as a way of taking leave of the people. And so Shlomo HaMelech, everybody came to Shlomo HaMelech's hometown. They came to Yerushalayim. He was the Baal Achsanya. Now it's time for the Jews to go back home. So Shlomo HaMelech comes out and he gives a bracha. So just like the Rashi says, that the bracha liatzma means, what does it mean? Mevarach and hoyu as hamelach zeichel achanukas habayis. They gave some bracha. And it was to be a reminder of the Chanukah specific. So Tosva says that the bracha is bracha b'fnei atzma, means it has its own name, as Rashi said for regel. But that's the machlekes of Hadolim Pizar Kashab. So now let's go back into the sugya. And this makes the sugya a little hard to read. The sugya began with a question of why is it that once we are establishing that Shavuos has days of Tashlumen, so the Gemara said, how do you know there are days, there are makeup days for Shavuos? So the Gemara says, because we have a special comparison, we have a pasuk that has an unnecessary reference to Sukkot in the juxtapose the reference of Pesach and Shavuos. The Gemara says, okay, that means that they're all the same. They all have a korban. They all have a korban to get us forgiveness for Tumah. Fine. Then the Gemara says they all have a special din of Tashlumin, that you're allowed their makeup days. Every Yom Tov is really a 7-day Yom Tov. It's not a 7-day Yom Tov with respect to Malacha. It's not a 7-day Yom Tov with respect to any mitzvah. But every Yom Tov is a 7-day Yom Tov with respect to my opportunity to bring my korbanos Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, if that's the case, so why don't we give Shavuos 8 days? So the Gemara answers, can't do that, because it isn't an 8-day Yom Tov, it's a 7-day Yom Tov. Regel b'fnei atzma. Shmini Atzeres is a separate din. So now the Gemara pushes back and says, no, Shmini Atzeres is a continuation of Sukkot. It's only vis-a-vis these 6 halachas that it's separate. But it really is a continuation. It really is. That's what I mentioned last time. There's this online sefer called the Hevel Nachlosei. So this, I don't know who it is, but he tallied up, I think, 7 places. I looked at it this afternoon. He found 11 places, at least, in the Gemara, where the Gemara refers to Sukkot as Yom Tov, Peshmi Tzeres, as Yom Tov Acharein Shel Chag. For example, I took a few of them, that if on Sukkot, if a person wants to eat in the Sukkot, so you have to make the Sukkot somewhat different. Even allowed to bring your kalim in from the Sukkot. Why? Because you want to use these kalim for Yom Tov. So it doesn't say that they kvod Shmini Atzeres, kvod Yom Acharein Shel Chag. And this author points out that the Tosefta, which records Pazar Kesham, says Yom Tov Acharein Shel Chag, Payis B'fnei Atzmai. So he says, you see so often that Chazal will refer to Shmini Atzeres as the last day of the Yom Tov. So that's what this Gemara says. It's only a separate Yom Tov vis-a-vis 6 halachas. But otherwise, it is a continuation of Sukkot. So the Gemara answers by saying that the reason that we don't learn that Shavuos has 8 days of Tashlumen is because of another principle. The principle of Tafasta Merubah Lai Tafasta. I'll come back to that in a moment. But we do see from this Gemara that as much as we say that Shmini Atzeres, the regel b'fnei atzma, is an entirely separate Yom Tov, the Gemara says that it really is, those are the exceptions. There are 7, there are 6 halachas where Shmini Atzeres stands independent of Sukkot. But otherwise, it is a continuation of Sukkot. That's why it's the difficult Yom Tov to get to figure out the characters. The best way of saying it is that it's like Shavuos vis-a-vis Pesach, like the Ramban that Michael alluded to before, that Shmini Atzeres is the pulling together. It's a separate Yom Tov, but it pulls together many of the themes of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. It's a day of reflecting onto the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So now, I'm sorry. So, correct. So, what would be the significance of it being its own regal? I'm sorry? But what would be the significance of having it? Whether he have to, whether he have a chiyuv to go to Yerushalayim? Golem, yeah. No. So no. It would be Yom like Rosh Hashanah. It would not be one of the regalim. Right, that's the question. Whether, so for example, if a person went to Yerushalayim in the Yom Tov Sukkos, so I don't think there's any chiyuv to go up again. He went over Chol HaMoed. He's not mechuyev to come back for Shemini Atzeres. If a person didn't make it in Shemini Atzeres and Yom Tov at all, Sukkos at all, so then the Ritvah says, and I'm not sure how wide the acceptance is, that then there is a mitzvah to go up to the Yerushalayim on Shemini Atzeres. So the din is, the way to read the Gemara is a little bit difficult, because the Gemara says it's regal mifnei yatzma, but it says no, it's really a continuation of Sukkos. It's separate for six halachas. The reish is regal mifnei yatzma. Yeah, regal. The Gemara says regal. Right? The Gemara says regal mifnei yatzma. For what purposes? So number six is regal mifnei yatzma. So that is that a redundancy? It's a regal bifnei atzmai for six halachas. So the way that the Ramban explains it, it's a very interesting structure. The Ramban says it's like ovois and toldois. There is one principle that it's a yomtiv on its own. Now there are six different ways in which that then gets expressed. So regal bifnei atzmai has two meanings. One meaning is this overall catch-all idea of it stands, it has a measure of independence. And how does it have a measure of independence? Its own lottery for the Kohenim. It's the way it's mentioned in the davening, Shechiyonu, or by its Avelos. So the regal of the Yatzma is this dual usage. Let's see if we can finish off the Omen. So the Gemara says, why do we in fact give 7 days of Teshlumin for Shavuos, 1 and 8 days. The Gemara is a very important phrase. So when one is deriving halachas, so we have a rule that you always assume the minimalist approach. You can always be sure with the minimal. So since you can always be sure with the minimal, that's the halacha that we assume the Torah wants to communicate to us. The Torah says compare Sukkos to Shavuos. That we understand that comparison is based on the redundancy of Sukkos and the Pasuk. We understand that comparison is going to teach us the halacha of Tashlumin. How many makeup days do we have for the Yom Tov of all the Korbanos of Sukkos? There it says, as many days as there are of Sukkos. So now do we say, well, Sukkos really has 7 days plus the tag along Shemini Atzeres, which way does it go? So the Torah says, then whenever there is this kind of an ambiguous teaching, so then this ambiguous halacha, so Chazal assumed we would understand that we are for sure about the seven days. We are unsure of the eighth day. So the Torah then understood that we would follow just 7 days. That's tafasta, merubo like tafasta. You're trying to chop too much, you don't get anything. But to fast a mu'at, if you grab a little bit, then you actually have it. So that's a phrase that the Gemara says it in this context, vis-a-vis learning a halacha. But it's a life truth that is often applied outside of the narrow application of this Gemara. When a person tries to chop too much, so then he can't close his fingers. So he loses everything. You try to grab a little bit, so then the hand manages. The Gemara says that Lamai Hilchasa Kosir Achmanachaga Sukkos Lakushi Lachaga Matzes Machaga Matzes Toun Lina Amchaga Sukkos Toun Lina. The Gemara says in the new din, then we'll finish up with this din, and that is that just like the Yom Tov of Pesach, one has to spend an extra night in Yerushalayim. Rashi, you bring your korbanos, the first night of Pesach, of course, in Yerushalayim, that you have the korban Pesach. The next night of Pesach, which is the first Aseret HaOmer, in Eretz Yisrael, is already Chol HaMoed. So one is obligated to stay an extra night. One cannot pack out after Yom Tov. Count Svira, load up, and head back in the Tiyul? No. Halacha is the Tiyul begins the morning of the first day of Chol HaMoed. The same thing is true for Shavuos. You come to Shavuos, stay up all night, first night of Shavuos. Bring all your kavanos. Now you're going to go back. Then after Shavuos, you're going to go back home? No. Ta'on Lina. One has to stay overnight, the night after, at least one more night in Yerushalayim before one breaks camp. So the Gemara says that we learn from, that is the Hekesh, the same thing is true for Sukkot. Every Yom Tov requires at least one day of Ton Lina. So the Rambam says, a fascinating din, that a Kohen Gadol can never leave Yerushalayim. Because the Kohen Gadol brings a korban every day. But every bring a korban, you have to stay overnight. So the Tzitzakah says, the Kohen Gadol stays, never leaves Yerushalayim. It's a question that they, we will come back to visit next week. Okay.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Avram, thank you for taking care of this. And the wraps, Shiva, thank you very much. No. They're taking care. You're right. So did we provide him? We found his two chairs. So he moves that chair to the tent. Because if his brother doesn't come, then he can leave. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah.